this might be how I record all the time.
10 feet away?
10 feet away, we get...
Hey, the 10 Feet Away podcast.
Make me a deal and make it good for me. I won't get full of myself, I can't afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
I'm Mike Siegel from 10 Feet Away.
That's right, Mike. You are literally 10 to maybe possibly 12 feet away.
This is far, yeah.
This is far because I have a tape measure here that only goes to 6 feet, and it was extended.
We are socially distant.
We are socially distant.
Mm-hmm.
We are enjoying an outdoor beverage.
And you're on a Sunday.
Sunday.
Post-riot.
That's the thing that feels weird. You and I are out by a swimming pool on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. It's kind of strange.
Oh yeah,
because
it's
surreal.
We know
what's going on. Just
our old neighborhood.
Yeah, a half hour drive from us, and we're in the midst
of it.
Was
in rubble.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's the weird time.
Because we're going to sit here, we're going to have a beer, and we're going to record a podcast and have a good time and have some laughs, but we're not immune to what's going on around us.
Even last night, I mean, I'm in Santa Monica, and nothing really happened there last night, although, like, today there's a little protest,
yeah.
You know, that they just shut down some parts of, like, not near me mm-hmm. in the neighborhood, but... I didn't drive by because I tried to avoid it on my way here.
Right.
But there was like a party going on next door.
Yeah.
Last night, you know, just on Saturday night, there was choppers going overhead.
Yep. I think there's something flying overhead right now.
Yeah. There's some planes.
Yeah.
That's a plane. But there was definitely last night and this morning choppers a lot, you know, going up and down the beach and in Venice. I'm more worried about Venice than I am in... I don't know.
In Santa Monica. But you're right on the border of Santa Monica and Venice.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's all weird. I don't know how it's all going to shake out.
I don't know how it's going to shake. I mean, as it always does, it'll just eventually, it's exhausting to riot.
You weren't here. You missed the LA riots. It was 94,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, I came here February 95, so yeah, I did miss that.
Yeah.
Is this as bad or... Were you here then?
No, I got here in late 97, but my old place that I used to live uh-huh. for 10 years, that was a hot spot, you know, went right up La Brea and all the way up into Hollywood at that point, you know, just and along the way, it was just...
Yeah, it's crazy.
A trail of it, but there was a lot more businesses, I think, that were damaged then, but I haven't looked downtown, I haven't seen... That kind of thing.
Literally, if anyone listening watched any of the footage from L.A., right where the riots were taking place last night, that's where Pilar and I lived when Ezra was a baby. We were right there. The Grove.
Yeah.
That was our daily walk. Load up
in
the stroller. And yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Like, Pilar's like, what if we still live there? I'm like, well, that would be nuts. But if we did, I go, we would have gotten the car and gone somewhere.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have stayed down in that area.
I was planning. The trouble is I was planning on taking off this week anyway
to go somewhere.
A little road trip.
Little road trip by yourself.
Yeah. And just socially distance the hell out of this place.
Mm-hmm.
And like I looked into rental cars. Because my car, it can do fine. It's getting old.
Yeah, why put those miles on it?
Right, and they were just amazing deals because, you know, no one's flying in. So all these rental car places are just like, just got tons of cars.
$20 a day.
Yeah, and but like even from 2 days ago to this morning,
mm-hmm.
the prices have gone up.
Because people are trying to get
everybody's,
out of town?
I think everybody's bugging out.
Yeah. Everyone is ready to get out of town. All right. Well, I'm not going anywhere. I've been here 25 years.
This is a nice setup. I mean, this might all even convince Fee Waybill to come here.
You're talking about the setup that,
right here.
We're podcasting.
Yeah.
It's good. It's I got like a command center here at the Tiki Bar. I can actually control everything much better this way, and I'm standing up than I can
standing.
When I'm sitting. Because look, I got that control. I can watch where we're recording. If that stops, I know it. And then boom, right there.
You know what
the music.
It looks like? It's a DJ booth.
Looks like a DJ.
You look like a guy in a DJ booth.
I got headphones on. I could put the lights on above me.
Yeah, I'm going to take a photo of you from here and say what you look like. You're like international DJ.
What would my DJ name be?
Oh, man. You got to come up with something good. Those guys have the gig, man. I mean, I remember I was in Croatia and there's a little island and is it Pag?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there's like, it's a big summer, of course, resort and these giant nightclubs. There's like five of them on one strip of beach and they're only open in the summer.
Yeah.
They just get all their business done then. And I got there like 2 days after one of the famous, really famous DJs was there. Maybe he was seeing Taylor Swift for a while and produced. He produces too.
Yeah.
Canadian dude.
Kind of a generic name. These DJs they're celebrities.
And he came in on a Tuesday night. He just happened to be in London. So they flew him out from London and brought him in for one night, like a Tuesday night. And he was there for, I don't know, a few hours.
Did he have to fly in with all his vinyl?
And I go, what did you pay him just to come in that one night? It was $100,000.
Wow.
To do a night, just spin some. They didn't even bring record. Showed up with a laptop.
Yeah, just pushing some buttons.
And you can go any language. These guys are flying. I'll go to Japan this week and go, you know.
Shows up with a laptop.
Russia. Yep.
That's the same way Nick Rhodes plays keyboards for Duran Duran. I came up with my DJ name.
Okay, here you are in the Wheels of Steel. Okay, I got a nice photo of that.
I'm drinking a Stella.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a tiki bar. I'm DJ Stella Tiki. That's it. I'm DJ
Stella Tiki.
DJ Stella Tiki.
See, now you're coughing. You got the COVID cough already.
I don't have the COVID
cough. And I've walked into the dragon's den.
It's not a COVID cough. I've had a dry cough for about 3 weeks and I have a fever, but it's not
what
COVID.
Hey, come on.
All right, look.
Where's my mask?
First of all, Mike, you didn't know that we had a sponsor today on today's show.
No, we do?
We do. So let's hear a little bit of it. Here we go.
Wow, where'd you get that?
That's Paul Stanley for Folgers Coffee.
When did he do that?
I don't even know if it ever aired, but listener David Festini turned me onto that. So,
and you hadn't heard that before?
I had not heard that before, which is shocking.
So it aired?
Well, I don't know if it aired or it just turned up on YouTube. You know how that can
right.
be like someone like is... Yeah, let's put this up on YouTube.
Let me hear that again, because I haven't, just the first part. I want to hear his voice again.
Maybe I should have said it was Paul Stanley before I played
it. No, that's, we could have made a guessing game out of it.
All right, here we go. I'm going to play it again.
Who do you think that is? And I'm like, oh.
Time to reach, go for it all.
Oh, now I hear it.
Yeah, that's him.
And I know what I can be. Limit is the sky.
Limit is the sky.
Hey world, watch me fly.
He had to have written that.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Let me tell you something. I wake up in the morning, I'm going to get an espresso. Definitely maybe a mocha latte.
People,
you like cream in your coffee. Let me tell you something. That's a euphemism.
You can start
cream
out with
in your coffee.
With your love gun. Wow.
I know. He definitely...
What year was that? I mean, how hard up for money was he? I mean, they're always... They'll do anything for money, but...
I mean, you can see the video on YouTube.
So 80s, 90s? What are we talking?
It's definitely in the 90s, because
yeah.
you can just tell. But he, like, comes walking in the sunlight. He's singing. He's in the...
Oh, he is?
He's in it.
Oh,
he's in it.
Oh, Limit at the Sky.
Yeah. Limit at the Sky. Whoa! I'm coming out to see you, people.
Give me a hot cup of Folgers.
And I'm bringing my creamer. That's right. Just like Mike said, I'm going to be bringing it out in my love gun.
My love gun.
Cream gun. Cream gun. So this is the first time that I've recorded face-to-face with someone in person. I counted on the calendar. Since Murray came out to the house, that was 70 days ago.
Yeah, for me, it was end of February I interviewed the last dude came to my house.
Face to face.
Yeah.
And you haven't been on the show for a long time. The last one we did was the...
we did an online one. We did a Zoom one.
We did a Zoom one. That was just a test. That was a bonus.
Yeah.
But yeah. But the last in-person one we did was with Schmitty when we did the Southern Fried Rock.
That was fun.
People love when you, me, and Schmitty are together, but I just can't, I can't have three people. I can't social distance with three people.
Where would he be sitting?
I don't know. I don't know a cord that runs. I just happen to have that red cord. I have an extra long mic cord, and that's what is out to you. I guess I could connect a couple together, but I don't want to do that.
So if Pilar does think of, she's talking about maybe giving up the studio.
Right.
Would you have guests come here?
Here's what I would do. I would say, these are all the guests that have been on my show. They've all been in person. I don't need to tell them that I didn't record here at the house
right.
the whole time. So that's what I would do. I would just, look, if...
In defense of Fee Weibel, though, where you live is a bigger ask for most of these guys than Studio City, where the...
I don't believe so, because I believe a lot of people live in Westlake Village and Calabasas.
I live in Calabasas.
Let me tell you something. When I had Rudy Thawtho on, he lived right here in Woodland Hills. Maybe if you live in the Hollywood Hills, whatever. Look, if Barack Obama went to Mark Maron's garage, I can get the bass player from Bang Tango to come to Woodland Hills. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
So, I'll give it a whirl. I'll see what happens. If I got Bruce Springsteen was going to come on, I would just rent a facility for the day.
Okay.
It would be worth it to do that.
Tell you something, I'm going to give you 4 hours.
Tell you something, I don't want to go out there to Woodland Hills. Wait a minute. They got a Subway sandwich out there? Okay, I'll go. What if that's what was his deal memo? I'll come out there, but I need a party sub. and here's what I need on it. Yeah, no goddamn mayo.
I want a capicola. I want the spicy Italian.
Oh, let me tell you something. When I would eat with my little Steven, I can't even do it. Okay, you came up with the topic for today.
We've been talking about doing this for a while, though.
But it was your idea.
But, this gives you... we could do multiple shows with how many... And I remember talking to you about this earlier, that I don't think there's anybody more covered in rock than Dylan.
Than Bob Dylan.
Maybe Lennon McCartney.
Yes.
And that would be number two,
Those would be the top.
The amount of songs I found in cover versions of his songs.
Yeah, my initial list was well over 35. And then I just stopped because I already have 35 and I got to whittle this down. So we each have 15.
But unlike Lennon and McCartney, the covers I tend to like better than Dylan's versions.
because of the singing voice?
Yes, probably. He's a tough ask of a lot of people. There's a time for him, for me. I was never a huge fan, but even this morning I was listening to 88.5 out here. FM has a Dylan show every Sunday morning.
Okay.
And so, they'll play some stuff that a lot of it I haven't heard, and bootleg and all this other stuff. So... They were playing, of course, today a lot of protest stuff, and there's this, fittingly.
Yeah.
But there was a lot more I hadn't heard. We all know Hurricane.
Sure.
And stuff like that, but, he had songs about Emmett Till and all these other cases that came up, and there was just one after another. It's sad that there are so many cases, but it's,
Now, you've seen Bob Dylan in concert once.
With you, I think.
That's right. We are at the
Bumbershoot.
Bumbershoot Comedy Festival. We got in for free.
In Seattle.
Yes.
No, Portland. No, Seattle.
It was Seattle, because I remember we walked by the Space
Portland
Needle.
Was Bridgetown. That's right.
Right. Okay. And we got in for free, because if you had a laminate, you just could walk in anywhere. And literally, it was 2 to 3 minutes into each song before we could figure out what the song was.
Yes. And the band was great.
Band was great. And when comedians do like a Dylan impression, everyone's like, okay, that's for comedic effect. But that's how he sings. Yeah. It's really how he sings. And if you're looking for him to play the hits, nope.
Yeah, or play him the way you remember him.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He doesn't give it to you.
Yeah. I remember being like 5 minutes in going, I think this is like a Rolling Stone.
And then,
I think it is.
And then you're still waiting.
Yeah.
And then you're like, nope, it's Tangled Up in Blue. Yeah.
And that, again, that's a small sample. I mean, I have heard from people who are fans saying that it depends on the night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's really hit or miss.
I think David Wild told me he saw him in the past 2 years in Italy, and he said it was one of the best shows he's ever seen. So
what does David Wild know about music?
I don't know. He always pretends like he knows stuff. Coming at me with some, you know, some verbiage.
Yeah.
With
40-year career.
Words and knowledge. How dare you? Let's just
David.
Sit down and hear Unskinny Bop and be done with it, David. Okay, so we both have,
I brought a bunch.
You have 15 songs, and you requested the playout today.
Yeah.
So you're all set with the playout. Since you're going to have the last song, I'm going to go first if it's okay.
Go ahead.
And I had a few that you had, but I
figured you would.
Just a couple though, like three.
Okay.
And I removed them. This is a very eclectic list of artists.
Yeah, I didn't
between
want to
you
take,
and I.
I mean, some of the, you know, versions are some we've all heard.
Yeah,
you know.
I mean, Mr. Tambourine Man by the Byrds. We don't need to pick that one. It's almost more synonymous with the Byrds at this point.
Well, the Byrds had about seven of Dylan songs.
Yes.
Yeah. It was Turn, 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 Mr. Tambourine Man, My Back Pages. They did a lot of them.
Yeah. So we don't. So there's no Byrds on either list.
You didn't. Oh, I didn't. I left them out because I thought you would take.
No, because I just feel like it's everyone's heard their Dylan songs.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I went a little deeper and a little off the beaten track, and so did you.
Yeah, I found some stuff you would never assume. Never.
Well, my first one is from 1971. It is from, this is an excellent album, and I think you'll agree, top to bottom, Rod Stewart's Every Picture Tells a Story. It's one of Rod's best albums.
I mean, you know what I always say about this one? Without it, he doesn't get in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. You don't think Hot Legs and Do You Think I'm Sexy get him into the Tonight's the Night?
Woody and Buzz, what was that song?
If I had it, I'd cue it up right now. He gets in, but this...
With the Faces, maybe.
This gets him cred.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this album alone.
This song, this Dylan cover, is called Tomorrow Is Such a Long Time.
If today was not an endless highway, if tonight was not a crooked trail, if tomorrow wasn't such a long time, then lonesome would mean nothing to you at all. Ah, but only if my own true love is waiting. Yes, and if I could hear a heart softly pounding, only if she were lying by me would I rest in my bed once again.
Infatuation.
If you want my body. That's great.
It's amazing that he would record a Faces album and then record one of these solo albums, and Ronnie Wood would play on both, and these would just come out like two a year for like,
yeah,
you know,
I don't
late
know
60s,
contractually
early 70s.
Even I don't know how that went
I don't
down.
Know either. His albums, you know, were better too, so that might have made the Faces,
yeah,
hey, you're keeping all your good, the great songs for your solo album. He's like, yeah.
But Rod was never, he did write Maggie May though, right?
He did write Maggie
May.
Okay. He's a songwriter.
Yeah, but I mean, he does best when he sings other people's.
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean, he wrote.
He's a great interpreter of other people's songs.
He wrote You Wear It Well.
I'm not, you know, I like Rod. Come on, I'm not dissing him. But
you think he'll come out here and record with me?
He's got to have a sweet pool, huh?
Oh, my God.
Great yes. book. Great autobiography. For
yeah,
anybody
read that. That, yeah,
that one's fun.
Yeah, you're cooped up here right now. Do you need any books when you leave today?
Sure. You know what? I forgot to bring yours.
That's okay. We'll get them next time.
I read two of the three you gave me.
What's the third one that you didn't read?
The Bruce Cockburn one.
Just not into it?
I just haven't cracked it yet. Mm. It's pretty thick. It's pretty much of a doorstop. And not that I haven't had time during this thing, but it's just like I'll get to it. I'll get to it. I'm sure it's good. I just haven't gotten to
it. I'll go all in on a thick book if I really know the artist. But
you know, that's what it is.
I don't know him that well.
He could be, I'll find out if he's a really interesting dude. I mean, I hear he is. So...
Planes.
It's not always the people you expect with the best
right
books, you know. Yeah. I was disappointed in Pete Townsend's.
Guy's such a sad sack.
Yeah, and yet I thought Thomas Dolby's was really cool. You know, so
you never know.
You never know.
So again, people, we're recording outside, so you're gonna get some outside
planes,
noise. Might hear some birds.
Some police choppers.
Some choppers.
Maybe, bombs.
Maybe the neighbor telling us to keep it down. You never know.
Is he that guy? Is he?
No, we have great neighbors. I'm not sure who lives over here. This was the house where the naked lady lived.
Oh, right. I remember that. Behind you, right? But directly.
Yeah.
You have a tall fence here.
I don't know if I've told that story. Have I told that story on the podcast or on something else? At one point, there was a woman and her husband that lived on the other side of this back fence. You can't see it. I'm motioning to it. And I had a weed whacker, and I was doing some trimming, and I kept hearing someone say, "Excuse me," and I would turn the weed whacker off and nothing. Turn it back on. "Excuse me." And so finally, I hear it again. "Excuse me." So I put a chair up. I stand up on the chair and look over the fence. The woman's standing there completely naked. Complete. Now, and she says...
How old of a woman are we?
Now, this is probably...
22? 65?
This is probably 10 years ago. And she was probably, I'm going to say she was 50 at that point.
Okay.
She's completely naked. I stand up, look over... And I immediately duck back down, and then she says, "Oh, sorry, I'm naked." I'm like, "Yeah, don't call someone. Try to get someone's attention."
Oh, that was no accident, friend. That was no accident.
And by the way,
sorry, am I not wearing? Oh, I completely forgot.
Also, I saw enough to know that she could have used my weed whacker.
She goes old school, 70s style.
Very old school. So, you know, hello. So, they were always weird.
Oh.
Because, you know, it was one Saturday. It was just like this afternoon. What is it? It's 10 till 2. The girls were swimming with two of their friends because it's a Sunday afternoon. They're swimming. And she says, "It's a little loud over there." And I'm like, "Well, it's Sunday afternoon and the kids are in the pool." "Yeah, if you want to make noise, maybe you should move to the country."
Oh.
I was like, "Really?"
Because thanks.
Cities where it's noisy, so deal with it. But just annoying.
Oh.
And then they moved, thank God.
Oh, that's nice.
Now it's a rental and I don't know if there's even anyone in there anymore.
Man. Then I will say this, the tea bar that I never saw it from this angle, really. I forget. It is a cool little bar.
It's very nice.
It's very boogie nights. You know, you should be mixing margaritas like John C. Reilly style.
This was a big reason why Pilar wanted to buy this house.
So you can use it once a year with guests?
Yes, exactly. we use the pool a lot, but I guess we'll be using it by ourselves this year.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to...
We're going
to
play a song, finally?
We played one song. Now we're going to play one from you.
Yeah.
Now, I have these in the order that you sent them to me, but you can call out anything.
Oh, no, really? But I sent you the list.
Yeah, I have them in the order of the list.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
But if you want to change it up...
I make a playlist like people used to program albums and sequencing, Pat. This is no accident.
So you put some thought into this.
I put some thought into this.
You probably...
I'm not Murray just showing up here and like scrolling through his phone while doing it.
For the first time ever, you probably welcomed putting together this list because you have nothing else to do.
Exactly.
All right. What do you got for me?
Well, when I thought of this topic, this is one of the first songs I thought of because I remember I was on the road somewhere and I was driving through and some college radio station played this song, and I'm embarrassed to say I didn't know it was a Dylan song at the time.
That's okay. There's tons of Dylan songs.
Yeah, and But I loved it so much that I looked it up and I realized it was a Dylan song, and it's from an album from Sean Colvin from 94 called Cover Girl, where it was all covers. And this is actually recorded live. And just the guitar work and her voice is amazing. And I haven't even heard Bob's version, but I bet I would like this much better. And this is really great. This is You're Gonna Make Me Lonesome When You Go.
Let's hear it.
Well, I've seen love go by my door. It's never been this close before. It's never been so easy or so slow. I've been shooting in the dark too long. Something's not right, it's wrong. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. Purple clover, Queen Anne's lace, crimson hair across your face. You could make me cry, but you don't know. I don't remember what I was thinking of. You might be spoiling me with too much of love. And you're gonna make me lonesome when you go.
I've seen Sean Colvin twice in concert.
You have? I've never.
She's great. I just saw her both times. It was with Mary Chapin Carpenter. I just saw her the end of last year.
Oh,
Chip called me. We were at Rita's school, getting ready to walk in because Rita had a performance that night, and I get a text from Chip that's like, "Hey, Sue and I have tickets to see Mary Chapin Carpenter and Sean Colvin out in Thousand Oaks, but." But Sue can't go. She's stuck at work. Do you want to join me? So I was like, well, let me check. So I had to make sure that I had to see Rita's part in the performance first, because she only had this one. It was like a dance performance. So, you know, her group would come out and then other groups would come out. So right after she was done, I hopped in a lift and headed over to Thousand Oaks just in time to see the
Perfect.
Show.
Perfect. Who closes that show?
Well, this time, it would be Mary Chapin Carpenter, but this time they were on stage together the entire time.
Really?
It was just the two of them with acoustic guitars, and they would sing. They would each go back and forth sing, and then sometimes they would sing the other person's song, and then they would sing covers together, and they would tell stories. It was great.
No, that sounds
really
like a great
good.
Night.
Really good night. I don't know that Chip was into it.
Yeah.
But it was great.
Well, yeah, I think she has another album of covers that may have just come out.
She does, and I have that too. I can send both of those to you if you would like them.
Oh, that'd be great.
All right, I am going to play my next one. This is a very well-known song by Bob Dylan. I don't know if I'm going to tell you who sings it. I think I'm just going to play it. You'll know who it is.
All right.
And I'm just going to go with it. Here we go.
People call, say beware, now you're bound to fall. But you thought they were wrong, just kidding you.
Michael Bolton?
That's him.
Yeah.
You used to.
Boy, did he put some 80s into this.
This is from 1999. Timeless, the classics, volume 2.
So loud.
We haven't even gotten to the chorus yet, have we?
I think I can get it. I think I see where it's going.
Now, I was playing this album probably about 2 years ago, and Ezra says, who is this guy singing all of these songs that I've heard before, but singing them horribly? Like, it's Michael Bolton. He's got a 7-octave range. Now, before I let you move on, I have to tell you that Michael Bolton co-wrote a song with Bob Dylan.
Oh, really?
For his 1991 album, Time, Love, and Tenderness. They don't duet on it, but they wrote it together. And I don't know how that came to be or what that was like with Michael Bolton and Bob Dylan in a room together.
Were they in a room together, or did he take like an old Dylan song?
No. This is a new song.
Really?
This is a new song. I'm going to play a little bit of it for you.
Oh, boy.
It's called Steel Bars.
Yeah.
your hands inside my soul, holding on and you won't let go.
Here comes the chorus. How do those guys write a song together?
I don't know.
But Dylan also wrote a song with Gene Simmons once. So, I mean, he's open to writing with any schlub, I guess.
Yeah, all he does is write.
That's true.
That's what he does.
I say schlub as a joke.
Schlub.
But that Michael Bolton.
I'd like that song better than the...
Than his cover?
Yeah.
Like a Rolling Stone?
Yeah.
The Michael Bolton's voice is crazy.
It's
just crazy.
It's not subtle.
It's
not
perfect.
Subtle. Yeah.
I'm so glad he cut the hair, though, now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, yeah, yeah.
I think he's finally got a sense of humor about himself.
He seems like he does.
Yeah, finally.
Which ratcheted him up in my book.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, you got to be able to laugh at yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
After they call you a no-talent ass clown in Office Space, and now people yell that to him.
Yeah, he's got to give that thumbs up. Thank you. Because he knows he's not. He's earned success.
Why should I change my name? He's the one who sucks. I love that.
What is your next tune? I know what it is. You tell everyone
else. Yeah, this is, I can't believe, being such a Sam Cooke fan, I hadn't heard this before. But he had a 1964 album called Live at the Copa, recorded at the Copacabana, and he played Blown in the Wind. And you've never toe-tapped and snapped your fingers to Blown in the Wind, but I'll be damned if I don't. It's awesome.
Let's see what happens.
And this is recorded live. Remember how great, listen to how great he sounds live. All right, go ahead.
Here we go.
How many years can a mountain exist? Down to the sea, and tell me, how many years can some people exist before they allow them to be free? What I want to know is, how many times can a man turn his head, pretending that he just doesn't see? Know the answer, my friend, blowing in the wind. The answer,
there's a big close.
Blowing in the wind, the answer somewhere in the wind. Oh, that answer is somewhere in the wind. Oh, and I gotta go.
I gotta go. Dropping the mic.
Wow, that is amazing.
Isn't that great?
I wouldn't even know what song it was until he got to the chorus, because the arrangement is so unlike.
Yeah, it starts off more slow and melancholy. You know, it's more, you know, I guess, I don't know, somber. But mm-hmm. then it just picks up through the whole song. I played the end of it, but it starts off a little more mellow, and then the band just builds up into it.
It's amazing.
Yeah, and I guess that song kind of, from what I heard, it kind of inspired him to write A Change Is Gonna Come.
Wow.
Which makes sense. Yeah.
It makes me want to go buy that live album.
It sounds about. I didn't hear the rest of the album, but
it's got to be great.
Of course. The guy was amazing.
How did Sam Cooke die again?
It wasn't good. He was shot in a hotel room, I think, by a jealous husband. There's a documentary on Netflix now about the two killings of Sam Cooke, I believe.
Oh, God.
And it was all shady.
How old was he? Was he?
He was young. If he was 30, he was early 30s.
The reason I don't know a lot about him is because I don't know much about history. All right. I'm going to totally knock your socks off with this next one.
All right. Hold on, let me grab my socks.
This couldn't be... Are you wearing socks, actually, right now?
No, they're about to be blown off, I heard.
This couldn't be further from Michael Bolton. It couldn't be further from Sam Cooke.
Okay.
Sam Cooke and Michael Bolton are actually closer than this band is going to be to those two guys.
Okay. You're going to tell me who it is?
Well, I'm going to tell you that it's the most popular heavy metal band ever to come out of Switzerland.
Oh, is this Crocus?
This is Crocus. And they're going to hit us up with a little bit of Quinn the Eskimo.
Oh, boy.
From 2017. The album's called Big Rocks. It's all covers. Here we go. One rock solid. Crocus would want to cover Dylan.
No. Yeah, I brought a Mighty Quinn. Did you see that?
Oh, I saw that.
You want to play that one? Should we get that one out of the way? That's the Mighty Quinn cover that really...
It really is. And this is from a band who has been successful with a lot of songs that they didn't write.
Yeah, Manfred Mann. They did, Springsteen. Blinded by the Light.
They did For You, Blinded by the Light, and Spirits in the Night. They've done three of them. And now here's their take on, which is quintessential.
Yeah.
This is the Mighty Quinn.
68. Let me do what I want to do. I can't decide them all. Just tell me where to put them, and I'll tell you who to call. Nobody can get no sleep with someone on everyone's toes. But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, everybody's going to want a doze. Come on without.
Someone do a mashup of this and the Crocus one. Send it to me.
I guess that was on the Basement Tapes, maybe, or something that, I don't know if it ever came out or it came out later. There was a story behind that one that, I don't know if it was on an album from Dylan, but, you know, it just popped up. I don't think he had released it yet. Oh, that was it. He hadn't released it yet. And somehow it got in Manfred Mann's hands, and they did the version of it and got a hit.
And
I think it was number one in the UK.
Yeah. I mean, I never knew it was a Dylan song.
Really?
That's the version I knew.
Yeah. Absolutely. But that was great.
Yeah. Since you brought up the Basement Tapes.
Okay.
I have a song that was on the Basement Tapes called Mrs. Henry.
Mm.
This is from my favorite band, Cheap Trick. This is recorded live at the Whiskey, 1977.
Ooh, prime Cheap Trick.
Prime Cheap Trick at a historic venue. Here we go, Mrs. Henry.
Rockford, Illinois' finest.
Soon I'll be made. Please, Mrs. Henry, take me all dead. I can drink like a fish, I can crawl like a snake, fight like a turkey, and swim like a drake. So please, Mrs. Henry, Mrs. Henry, please, please, Mrs. Henry, Mrs. Henry.
You can hear Rick in the background.
What would you pay right now to go to that 77 concert at the Whiskey with 200 other people jammed into the Whiskey?
Well, I got to be honest with you. When Cheap Trick re-released Budokan as a double album in, I don't know what year it came out, in the 90s when I lived out here, and they played the entire thing top to bottom at the Roxy, and that was fantastic.
Oh, man, really?
Yeah, I was there with Mike Preston and Suzanne Dillingham. It was fantastic.
Well, then, you're done then.
Then you walk down the street to Tower Records, and they signed it for you.
Oh, man.
So it was. I mean, it was really great.
You kind of peaked with that one.
I saw Cheap Trick so many times. I've seen them so many times out here and do really cool things. Like they played in a parking lot outside of a Warehouse Music one time. And it's just like, I mean, you know, I've seen them so many times out here.
Do you see Amoeba closed? Amoeba Music.
Well,
they shut. Well, they're moving.
They're moving.
The building, so. But that was their building.
That was their building.
And it was pretty new.
And if for anyone who was hoping to visit that building one more time before they close, they're not going to get a chance to.
Yeah.
So they're going to be at a new location eventually.
I think up on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of by the Fonda Theater.
Yeah, and I'm sure it can't possibly be as big.
No. I mean, you'd be crazy to... Well, you never know.
You never know.
Hey, office space now after this whole virus could be pretty cheap.
I know, right? Right? I'm nice and cool over here. How is the temperature over there for you?
I'm doing okay. As long as I'm in the shade, I'm good.
Yeah, it's not, I mean, it's sunny, but it's not beating down on us like it could be.
No, in 2 months, it's going to be unbearable out here.
Oh, 2 months, we'll record out here and we'll lose weight. We'll just be sweating.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do it in the pool. We'll just run these microphones over. You'll have to hold your microphone and you'll have to tread water in the deep end the whole time.
I don't get a floaty. I don't get a little.
Don't know. Maybe we could have
a noodle. Can I get a noodle?
Actually, this was Daryl Asher's idea. He said we set up boom mics, just arch over into the pool. What are you doing to keep fit, keep in shape? Are you eating more or less now that you're confined?
Well, this wasn't a huge adjustment for my lifestyle when I'm in town. I mean, I know how to like spend my day and stuff. But I just don't go to a gym, you know. So I've been doing these online yoga classes and yoga cardio things that my friend's niece teaches three times a week. And other than that, just hiking and bike riding around my neighborhood.
When an online yoga class is over, do you feel like you got to work out?
Yeah. I mean, this isn't just yoga. It's like, you know, jumps and squats and burpees and the whole thing, too, but with some yoga thrown in. So it's like more cardio thrown in. So
perfect.
It's a sweat.
That's great.
Yeah. My neighbors downstairs don't seem to like it. Me doing jumping jacks on their head, but the hell with them.
They can't come up and complain because then they're not 6 feet away from you.
I know. It's 3 hours a week. I think you can handle it.
And it's not three. Not it's three 1 hour classes.
Yeah, yeah.
What if it was 1 3-hour class? wouldn't make it.
But it comes down to what you eat, you know. And a lot of people who aren't used to being home all the time are just eating out of boredom. You know, when they say, "Oh, I gained so many pounds in this thing," well, you know, control yourself.
And then there's the guy that says, "I gained so many lbs," and that's the guy you just punch. That's how you get your workout, beating that guy up.
Literally saying lbs.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I did buy a Fitbit I don't know, a month or so ago, so I'm getting the 10,000 steps every day.
Oh good.
And we have an elliptical in the garage, so you know, I look at it and I'm like, oh, I still need 1500. I go out there for, you know, 10 minutes and you get the 15 on the elliptical. Yeah. So I'm just doing that. I'm just when this buzzes and I know I got the 10,000, everything after that's gravy.
Well, it's wild. I've been driving just because I'm so sick of walking around my own neighborhood. I know every blade of grass and within a 10-block radius. So I've been driving to like these nice, fancy neighborhoods up in the Palisades and just parking my car and just walking in the hills above there. And it's been great.
Yeah, we've been taking like a super hike every day too, Pilar and I, because you can walk up in these hills and just keep, you know.
Yeah, the trails are starting to open up. The problem is that's where a lot of people.
A lot of people are going to be there, yeah.
But I did a hike in Malibu last week that wasn't too bad for a Sunday morning. But the key is going early, not only because it's cooler, but it's just going to be fewer people.
Yeah, because, you know, people don't get up early.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, we're following up Mrs. Henry with Mike's next pick.
Okay, number three here. This is, I don't know what to tell people.
It's actually number four because I moved the other one up in the list. But I know what it is.
I can't make you guess because you see them all.
I can't guess. Okay. It's no fun for me.
I know. So this is from 2008. This was Beck, LA's own Beck, with leopard skin pillbox hat.
Talking about Beck Hansen?
Yep.
Here we go.
Off Blonde on Blonde.
Now, the production style on that is such that if you told me that was the Black Keys, I would have believed it. Kind of fuzzy.
Distorted.
You know, I like Beck a lot now. Like, I used to not, I just didn't feel like he was in my, I always say wheelhouse because I can't think of another phrase, and yet I hate the phrase wheelhouse. So that's where I'm at. But yeah, he's got good stuff.
He does. He does. And all over the map, too.
Yes.
Some of the more hip-hop stuff, more like hard rock stuff, and then jazzy kind of melancholy things.
Yeah. He's an
artist.
He's a true artist, a true musician. Well, look, this next song, Mike, this is not one of her babies.
Oh, no.
But sometimes Stevie will adopt a baby
Okay.
and make that baby her own. So let's find out what she does with this song.
Baby's got new clothes, but lately he sees her ribbons and her bows have fallen from her curls. She tastes just like a woman. Yes, she does, and she makes love just like a woman. Yes, she does, and she aches just like a woman. But she
there you go, Stevie. What do you think of that? You don't like it?
Yeah. What year was that? When was that?
1994.
Okay.
From the Street Angel album, which I like. It's just okay.
It's okay, right?
It's fine. She didn't ruin it.
She didn't ruin it, but she didn't do much else with it.
No, she didn't embarrass herself.
Yeah.
But
it's fine. That's what you walk away going, it's fine.
But no one's saying, boy, Stevie Nicks' cover is one of the best.
Yeah, no one's crying out for that.
No.
In concert.
Crying out for it. You're up.
All right. This is another kind of classic version in the Manfred Mann era. This is mid-60s. This is Van the Man with his band Them. You know Van the Man, right?
I do know.
The Belfast Cowboy?
Yeah. Here he is.
You must leave now, take what you need, you think will last. But whatever you wish to keep, you better grab it fast. Yonder stands your orphan with his gun, crying like a fire in the sun. Look out, baby, the saints are coming through. And it's all over now, baby blue.
So I played that after Beck because Beck sampled that boom, 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 boom,
oh,
that organ thing on a pretty well-known song he had that people are yelling at their phones right now that I can't remember. But yeah, he sampled that song.
They'll let us know.
Yeah.
Well, I have this same song, but done by a duo. They call themselves Sid and Sue. It's Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoffs. You like those two artists?
Don't sure. You? I'm sorry. I'm a little distracted now.
What happened?
Two texts. Apparently, there's rioting in Santa Monica now.
Oh, well, you can stay here tonight.
I may not have a choice.
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
Jesus.
You must leave now. Take what you need. You think will last. But whatever you wish to keep, you better grab it fast. Yonder stands your orphan.
Matthew Sweet is L.A. based. I think he is.
I don't know about that. I really don't. I forget where he was from.
Get your ass over to the pool, Matthew Sweet. Let's do this thing. I might be, this will drop Thursday, June 4th. If all goes right, I would have interviewed Dennis DeYoung yesterday via Zoom.
Oh,
so let's see if that happens.
That's exciting.
Here's what they told me. The last email I got said, we're 95% sure this is going to happen. That's a high ratio.
Yeah, that's good.
But my luck, that 5 will bring you to a crashing halt.
Is he going to do a deep Mr. Roboto dive?
He has a brand new album out that's actually very good. So I'll probably concentrate on that, and then, you know, I'll edit music in later. I'll just interview him.
Yeah.
And
he knows what he sounds like.
Yeah, he does. I'll let Dennis be Dennis is what I'll do. I love those Matthew Sweet, Susanna Hoffs albums.
They've done like three of them, right?
Under the Covers, Volume 1, 2, and 3, 60s, 70s, and 80s.
That's fun.
Yeah. I hope they should do a 90s one.
Must be nice having talented friends.
I know.
I got you.
We're recording. I got a whole system. I got a mixing board. We're a garage band. You don't think they just record in garage band? They could,
I'm sure they do.
They could possibly
they have
record.
Pro Tools, man.
They could possibly record with the same setup we have here and produce wonderful things.
Nowadays, it's not that much different.
It's not that much different at all. That's what I keep telling myself. What's your next song? I know what it is. I see it.
Yeah.
I don't know this band at all, though. Tell me about them.
Well, they did I figured they had to be some kind of reggae tribute album devoted to all Dylan songs. And of course, because you can reggaeify anything.
Yes.
And so there is one. It's called Is It Rolling Bob? Which is a reference to an outtake or an intro to a song that he was recording. And it was the him talking to the producer, or the producer talking to him.
Okay.
And they left it in there. So that was the name of the album, called Is It Rolling Bob? And it's a reggae tribute to Bob Dylan. And it came out in 2004. And there was like five different songs. Toots Hibbert is on it, from Toots and the Maytals. I almost picked that one.
Alrighty.
But this one, I just kind of liked the version. This is the Mighty Diamonds with Lay Lady Lay. Lay Lady Lay.
Mighty Diamond sounds like a Neil Diamond cover band.
Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big brass bed.
It's perfect tiki bar music,
right?
Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big brass bed. Woo-hoo. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I'll show them to you. You'll see them shine. Lay, 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 lay across my big brass bed.
You get the gist.
This is
nice.
This is the one Dylan song that Bob's version doesn't sound like Bob. He sings.
Right, he sings in that low voice. Lay, 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 lay. That.
Yeah.
You tell people it's version, it's Dylan, they go, no.
No, no, that's
is
not
it?
Dylan. Yeah. He sounds like he's going to
And then other people go, wait, he could be singing that way the whole time?
Yeah, right.
We've been listening to this.
It literally sounds like he's going to break into Chantilly Lace.
Chantilly Lace. Hello, baby.
Hello, babe. Now, look, everyone knows that I don't hide my love for Mr. Sammy Hagar. He's the Red Rocker.
I know.
I love him.
He has a problem with the speed limit.
He does have a problem with the speed limit, and it's going to get him in trouble with the law, for sure.
I hear he likes drinking.
He likes drinking. Hopefully not drinking and driving.
Yeah.
Guy made $80 million, sold his tequila company.
More than he made in 40 years of music.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
For sure it is. That's insane. Now he's got...
And also another good book, by the way.
Yeah, his book's fun.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't paint himself in a perfect light. And I always find that if a guy does that, then I feel that everything in the book is probably true.
Right.
If he's willing to say, hey, look, I wasn't a good guy either.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're willing to say, well, then all this is true.
But he always had some other hustle going on other than music, too. I mean, mm-hmm. He had a head on him. He was a hustler. He was a worker, you know. And
he came from nothing.
He came from nothing and really worked hard. And his brother and him had like a... They were installing, sprinkler systems in
yes.
office buildings right before that became mandatory in office buildings.
Right.
And it's like, perfect. I mean, he made a ton off that.
Can you imagine you're installing sprinkler systems and you tell your brother, you know, man, I'm going to make it in music. And your brother's like, okay, hand me the O-wrench.
Yeah.
Doesn't even, I mean... So
I know this guy, Ronnie Montrose. Who, that little guy over there?
The guy with the guitar? Guy's a bum. So let's hear a little bit of what Sammy does with Rainy Day Woman number 12 and number 35. Here mm-hmm. we go.
Oh, boy. Everybody must get... Yeah, here it is.
Hey, you. It's a seagull stinkeroo.
Like they said.
be honest, I don't even like the original.
I know, me either.
So this does zero.
Was that
for
with
me.
The Wobbo Ritas?
This is credited to just Sammy, but you know, some Wobbo Ritas on there, I'm sure. This is from 2006 from his album Living It Up.
Oh.
Living It Up. He's on the beach on the cover. Who would have thought?
Holding a margarita?
I'm sure he's got some. He's got his new alcohol is Sammy Hagar beach rum.
Oh, sure. Of course.
It's good stuff.
I'm sure it is. I went to Cabo Wabo down in on a cruise ship.
Did you end up face down in Cabo doing the Cabo Wabo?
No.
So you went to his restaurant?
Yeah, I had to stop in. You know, there's a lot of memorabilia in there. And, yeah. I mean, it was during the day, so nothing was really happening.
I ate at the one at Hollywood and Highland. It was terrible.
Yeah, you told me that.
It was terrible. Like, how can you fuck up grilled shrimp? I do it here, and it's terrific.
I know. It's
next time we do this, I'll grill you some shrimp. I'm not kidding.
That'd be great.
My shrimp is amazing.
I'm sure it is.
I'm talking about my penis.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to Mike's list.
Okay. Oh, here's another one I never would have assumed.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of rioting that's going on right now in my hair, this is kind of historical. We're recording while my neighborhood is...
Is burning. Your apartment building...
I'm a little distracted right now. My little apartment would be fine.
Your apartment's going to be fine.
I don't own any businesses.
No.
But...
Your car's not... You have covered parking? Secure parking?
It's covered. But my car is here.
I don't
have a nice car, though. This is another reason I don't.
Our friend JP Manu posted a picture on Facebook that his Prius, for the second time
now,
the catalytic converter was stolen from underneath his Prius.
Yeah, they went right under it and just cut it off.
I mean, we have a Prius.
So, yeah, there's a secondary market for those, and then just
someone would
come
have to
take it. In the middle of the night, they just come hack it off.
Is he parked on the street? He must be.
He's got a driveway. So I'm assuming he's probably in his driveway, or he parks on the street. Yeah.
That's balls. I mean,
it's my old neighborhood. I remember that.
They must be able to do it so quickly.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they got it down. They know exactly where to cut, where to do
So
it.
If someone cuts that off and you get in your car and you put the key in and you turn it, nothing happen?
It turns on. It just sounds like a motorcycle. I mean, it just, because it's attached to the muffler.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, it's just really loud and you know exactly, something's not right here.
That's terrible.
Yeah, it's not good. And I have that. So it's like, it could easily happen to me.
I'm going to attach some mouse traps to mine. And that way when they reach under there to try to get it, snap, snap. All right.
Oh.
Tell us your song. I talked while you were setting it up.
No, this is a band that's very fitting for the riot that's going on right now. This is Rage Against the Machine doing Maggie's Farm. And, you know, actually, I kind of like it.
I do, too. Never heard it before.
I ain't going to welcome Maggie's Farm no more. I ain't going to work for Maggie's brother no more. No, I ain't gonna work for Maggie's brother no more. When he hands you a nickel, when he hands you a dime, when he asks you with a crib, if you're having a good time, then he finds you every time. Brother no more.
Fuck Maggie's brother, Mike.
I love that.
That's great. Tom Morello on guitar. What's his name? Zach De La Roja?
Yep.
I don't know the other guys.
No.
Drummer and a bass player. Rhythm.
I know the
rhythm section.
The bass player is in the, what's it, Pete Comerford, I think his name.
And the drummer.
He's in the Rush documentary.
Yeah,
who's a Rush fan, so I remember
him. And the drummer did the duties on the Black Sabbath farewell tour.
Oh, okay.
So that's who they hired for that. I could be wrong, but I'm not. I'm pretty sure I'm right. What is Maggie's Farm? Because, you know, I don't know much about
history.
Is that a real thing? What is it?
Who knows what Bob writes about?
All right. I thought maybe it might
But
be
in their hands,
place.
You know, it became like, you know,
so good.
You're being oppressed by Maggie's brother, and he ain't gonna take it anymore.
Fuck that guy. Such a douche.
Yeah. That farm? Ooh, who wants to work on that farm?
No way. Hey, here's a duo. This is from 1967. These two went on to have a 1970s variety show. They would bring out their daughter, quite often. Chastity Bono, now Chaz Bono. This is Sonny and Cher. They're cooking up a little All I Really Want to Do. You ever hear this?
No.
Here we go. It's good.
Now I ain't looking to compete with you. Beat I cheat, I mistreat you. Simplify you, classify you. Deny, defy, or mystify you. All I really wanna do is baby be friends with you. Baby be friends with you.
That's fun.
It is fun, yeah.
That's pre-ass tattoo for Cher.
Pre-ass tattoo.
She's good on Twitter. Follow her.
We got a new update.
Okay, what's going on? Your apartment is on fire.
New curfews just set for Santa Monica and City of LA, 4 p.m. So that's an hour and a half.
4 p.m. is the curfew? 4 p.m.?
And she said she said they just closed the Santa Monica freeway westbound. So I'm going to have to side street it back if I can get back.
What the heck?
Who knew? Yeah, we better hurry up.
Who knew that this would break bad?
Who knew?
You could have canceled.
Everyone?
You could have canceled at any time.
I mean, this all literally happened since I've been here.
Well, I guess I didn't think that during the day that it would just continue.
Yeah.
I thought maybe it would, you know, level out a little bit overnight.
People are angry, man.
I know. Yeah, I'm so pissed off that we might not be able to finish this. All right. Time plus tragedy, right? It's been a day, 12 hours.
Yeah.
So we can joke about stuff.
Oh, God.
All right, go ahead. What's your next one?
I have some 80s kind of rockabilly here. And I don't know whatever happened to these guys.
They might still be around.
They could still be around. Jason and the Scorchers from 1984 doing Absolutely Sweet Marie.
Here we go. See, if you cover one that's not a hit, I think it's your song.
Right?
I've never heard Bob's version of that. Have you?
Nope.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah, I'll take it too.
As far as I know, that's a Jason and the Scorchers jam.
Yep. That's theirs, man. 100%. My next song's from, I call him a former guest. I call him friend of the show. One of our, in our first couple few big guests, that was before Lyft and Uber, so I had to send a car for him. $150.
Oh,
he paid the tip though because he had such a good time. That's what he told me when I walked him out. John nice. Waite.
John Waite.
John Waite is gonna tackle "Girl from the North Country."
Oh yeah.
Here we go.
If you're traveling to the North Country Fair, where the wind is heavy on the borderline. Remember me to one who lives there. Cause she once was a true love of mine. Yeah. If you're going
now,
where the snow
I have to say something. It's not about John Waite, it's about Pete Townsend. On his album, All the Best Cowboys Have Chinese Eyes,
mm-hmm.
he has a song on there called North Country Girl. It's the same song, but Dylan isn't getting writing credit on it.
Really?
It's very strange. It's very weird. I don't really understand it. Unless, is this like some type of a traditional song that Bob Dylan arranged and so anyone can sing? I don't know.
That's very possible.
Yeah, it could be like one of those, you know, one of those type
could
of
could be an old
deals.
Irish.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, it's Pete takes credit on his version. Now, look, I want to tell you right now. If you want to leave, you can leave, and we can do Dylan 2 another time.
Well, no, we can do a few more.
Okay,
and then
all right, because obviously you getting home safely and being comfortable and not being in your car for a ridiculous amount of time is important.
I know, I appreciate it.
How long did it take you to get here today? Just probably 25 minutes?
Yeah.
Quick.
That was breezing. Yeah, it was easy.
You should get back because all of a sudden the roads aren't going to be crowded.
Yeah, I mean, until I get to the 10. And I probably may not be able to get on the 10, but I'll try to take side streets on the way back.
That's when you need a James Bond helicopter car.
Right?
Yep. That's what you need. Okay.
And a James Bond weapon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or just some bulletproof bullshit. Yeah. All right.
I brought this next one for Pilar. Because I know this is her one of her favorite,
yeah, it is,
singers, yep. And this is from her album Relish. This is Joan Osborne doing "Man in the Long Black Coat."
Here we go. Pilar's favorite album.
Somebody seen him hanging around at the old dance hall on the outskirts of town. He looked into her eyes. She stopped him to ask if he wanted to dance. He had a face like a man's. Somebody said from the Bible he'd quote, there was dust on the man in the long black coat.
Amazing singer.
That sounds great.
Deserves to be bigger.
Yeah. But you can say that about a million people.
Anyone who's talented.
She did okay.
She did. And she was going to be on the show because she was coming to Pepperdine University.
Oh, nice.
And that all got canceled. So obviously any potential...
Pilar, record, very bummed.
Pilar likes this album and she likes Joan Osborne, but... She swears I took her to see Joan Osborne already, and so she's like, so I've seen her.
Right. Well, this one is off the 95 album, Relish. But I think she has a new one out of all Dylan covers.
Yes, it's called Songs of Bob Dylan, and we're gonna do a twofer.
Oh,
this is her doing Tangled Up in Blue.
Early one morning, the sun was shining, I was laying in bed, wondering if she changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like Mama's homemade dress. Papa's bank book wasn't big enough. I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading up for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through. Tangled up in blue.
Very nice.
Sounds good. The Indigo Girls do a good version of that, too.
Probably not that far off from how this is.
Oh, am I thinking Indigo? No. This is going to be sound. I think it's Melissa Etheridge.
Melissa Etheridge does a version of this?
I think so.
Again, they're probably all...
And
this.
I don't want... I don't know why. Gee, why would I confuse...
Boy, I don't know. I don't know. Wow.
Oh, boy. Okay. Sorry.
Boy, oh boy. Sometimes the truth just comes through. Mike, people are listening. We're just not talking to each other.
I get it.
I'm going to be honest. I never want to be any closer than this to you.
This is a preferred distance from now on?
I think so. Are you going to play online poker tonight?
Well, I was not going to because somebody invited me to dinner, a long-awaited dinner in person.
Okay.
And now it's looking like that. Might not happen.
Well, when you,
so if I can get home, I will play.
When you get home, immediately register so you can get in the room.
I'm already registered.
Oh, okay.
Chip actually texts me while this is going on as well. Not about if I was safe or anything during the riot.
Just ask him if you're going to play.
Hey, could you unregister or else it'll put you in the table?
And I just told you to register because I'm a friend.
Right.
We play... Once a month, we get together and we play cards in person. Now, we haven't been able to do that for about 3 months now. And when we play cards in person, we play these fun games. Cross Guts, 727, King Little.
Ridiculous wild card fun games.
Where it's just playing,
it's luck.
It's just playing cards. It's luck and it's fun. And you might have a good hand in it. Yeah. You might.
There's little to no skill.
There's little
involved.
To no skill.
Now, right up Pat's alley.
Now, yeah.
Little to no skill.
I'm serious. So now we're playing for the past 2 weeks online. We log in on Zoom so we can all see each other and hang.
Right.
And then we're in...
play like PokerStars.
It's called PokerStars. And what game... What is the game
called? Texas Hold'em.
We're playing Texas Hold'em.
Which requires a little skill. And guys that play all the time, like Chip and Jack and those guys, they play all the time. So the odds are in their head. They know when to fold immediately.
They know when to fold. And
you have to think about it. And it moves fast.
Yes. And Siegel and I, we had the shittiest cards last week.
Yeah.
For the past 2 weeks in a row, I've had literally nothing that I could stay in with, but... That's no fun to fold
right.
every time.
And you start playing out of boredom, and then you're asking.
And then you lose. Yeah. So, and Chip and Jack, Chip Chinnery and Jack Thomas, and they've been in poker tournaments in Vegas where they've done
well.
They
played the World Series of Poker.
So, I mean, this is a completely different ball game for just the guy who wants to, you know.
My advice to you.
I'm folding tonight if I don't have anything.
If it's not good, fold. But also, don't rebuy. Don't rebuy anything. Like, if you're out, you're out, and then just hang in the Zoom and have fun, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's always about us hanging out anyway.
Uh-huh.
Because it can go pretty fast. Your money can go pretty fast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One big beat, and you're done.
So, now, we're buying in for, you can buy
I always say, for everybody knows, this is low stake.
We're this is low like stake. This is
$20.
Low stakes. Yeah, $20 a game. We play two games. So you can lose $40.
Yeah.
And I did. Yeah, last week. Ugh, man. Because when you're playing this, you think, oh, I'm just playing with this fake money. And then until you get the email that says, yeah, PayPal me that $40.
But in our regular games in person, losing 40 is a pretty bad night. I mean, you don't really lose that much.
No, that's odd. You can play all night with a $20 buy-in.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on.
Poker talk.
I don't have a sting for that.
Okay.
Don't need one either. It's your turn. You're up.
I found a couple versions of this next one. Robert Plant has a good version of this one that I found.
I have it.
Okay.
So I'll play it after you.
All right. And this one is from the White Stripes off their debut album. This is One More Cup of Coffee.
All right. Let's hear this. Well, let's move into some Robert Plant action from his album Dreamland from 2002. Here we go, one more cup of coffee.
Your breath is sweet, your eyes are like two jewels in the sky.
Very mystical.
Yeah.
Your back is straight, your hair is smooth on the pillow where you lie. I don't sense affection, no gratitude or love. One more cup of coffee for her. One more cup of coffee for a girl. To the valley below.
Robert Plant's got that Led Zeppelin money, so he can do whatever he wants now.
Absolutely.
Do whatever he wants. He doesn't care. Next up for you.
Oh, right. This is a bit of weirdness. This is there's a version of this with Johnny Winter did that I think he had a little bit of a hit from Highway 61 Revisited.
Okay.
It's the title track of that one. But this is from PJ Harvey, who's always good for a good dose of weirdness.
Yeah, she's very strange.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
I know it's not in your wheelhouse. You hate this song and the wheelhouse.
Yeah, it's just every, you know.
It's bizarre, but. You know, different.
Yeah, here we go.
This is PJ Harvey.
Thank you.
different.
Yeah. It sounds a little better in the headphones than it did just through the computer speakers this morning. Is she still making music?
I'm sure. Do you ever really stop making music?
Well,
I guess if you're Billy Joel, you do.
Yeah, if you're Billy Joel, you fucking stick to that, don't you? My next guy. Oh, here we go. Oh, boy. I could. First, let me give you a little taste of how he sings right now.
Uh-oh.
If you went to see him now, this is how he sings.
How do you bury the skull of your country? How do you bury a nation of these?
When Meatloaf.
Oh, my God. I never tire of that, though.
I do.
So bad. So in 2003, he had an album called Couldn't Have Said It Better, which I think is one of his best albums, and he covers Dylan's Forever Young.
Oh, okay.
And then when I listened to it today, though, it wasn't grabbing me, but the rest of the album's great. But let me hear it again.
So many people have done this song.
Yes.
May God bless and keep you always.
Voice is better.
May your wishes all come true.
13 years
May
between
you
these.
You always do for others and let others do for you. May you build a ladder to the stars and climb on every rung. May you stay.
Not too shabby.
Yeah. A little shabby.
Yeah.
Not too shabby. A little shabby.
Yeah. When Meatloaf is singing the songs that are specifically for Meatloaf, that's when he's in his element.
Yeah.
So he gave it a whirl. This next one that you have on your list is fantastic.
Classic.
So good.
From again, George Harrison's amazing first solo album, All Things Must Pass.
This is one that I probably didn't know was his.
Thought it was George, right?
Yeah, thought it was his.
Well, he doesn't do too many covers, you know.
No.
So, yeah, I'm sure most people thought of that. But this is If Not For You. Awesome.
Mike gave me the finger. That means faded down. Okay, we're burning through the list now. We're almost done.
Yeah.
So I guess we just keep going.
Go ahead.
Here's a duo. They're no longer.
Hall & Oates.
No.
Okay.
No. What other
Simon & Garfunkel.
Yes.
Oh, really?
From 1964's Wednesday morning, 3 a.m. Which is way past curfew.
Yeah.
This is the times they are a-changing, and this is apropos.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Come and gather around people wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changin'.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah, and reading Paul Simon, the book on Paul Simon, it was just how he was, and he was a folky.
Yeah.
And he went to London and played all the folk clubs there. So I'm sure, almost like a Hack airline bit.
Yeah.
Kind of thing that every folk singer had to play this song
yeah.
or Blowin' in the Wind.
Now, I heard Paul Simon's a motherfucker. So I just heard.
You've been holding on to that one, haven't you?
I just thought of it right now. Paul was in my right channel and Artie was in my left.
I know.
That was kind of fun.
That was kind of.
Artie sounds like a chick.
He's so high.
He's so
up high.
And probably high.
Maybe high.
Probably high.
Sure.
So, again, two words for you. Straightforward.
Yeah.
All right. Your next one.
Oh, it's more weirdness. So, Nico of the Velvet Underground
Nico Case?
No.
Nico Wafers?
Nope. Nico.
All right.
The Germanic, Teutonic, I guess, German model. That hung around with the Andy Warhol and was in
the... Was she pretty? She's a model. Was she pretty?
Yeah.
Did she have like a twiggy look?
No. She was tall and blonde and, you know, very German looking.
Okay.
And sounded very German and was, you know, weird.
Yeah.
And hung around in the Warhol factory, and then Warhol put them in the Velvet Underground for their first album. And she had a solo album called Chelsea Girl, I believe, in 68 and... or 67, maybe? And this was on it. I'll keep it with mine. Yeah.
Not mind. Mine.
M-I-N-E.
Okay. I don't even know what that means.
Everybody will help you. Some people are very kind. But if I can save you.
Like that.
It's funky, right?
Yeah.
I got a couple songs of hers, and that's it. Somehow I've acquired them over the years, but I haven't heard the full album.
I mean, if I put her in the ring with PJ Harvey, I want Nico to win, I think. Yeah.
She has a pretty sad story. There's a foreign documentary based on her life, or based on her later years when she was kind of living in Europe and just doing these bad gigs and stuff. She passed away, but the movie's supposed to be great. I want to see it. Look it up. Try to find it, people.
Yeah, because that's what we need. We need to watch some more depressing stuff.
Right now. I know. Some of that I've been burning through, like these old screeners that I've had, and some of them I've just had to put aside. Like, yeah, I'm sorry, Harriet Tubman.
Yeah.
I know.
It's rough.
But I can't handle it. Because I put in one from a couple of years ago, Mudbound. Did you see that one?
I did.
Oh.
Rough.
That was hard.
Yeah.
I didn't know what I was in for. And, I mean, great movie, but...
Yeah.
I had to stop it a couple of times. I'm like, I can't be locked down watching this.
Do you have Netflix, right?
Yeah.
I want to watch Space Force because it just dropped this weekend.
I heard it's funny.
I love Steve Carell, and I love him if he's doing comedy, so I definitely want to check that out.
Sure.
Do you watch Killing Eve?
No.
You'll like it.
Good?
Yeah, you'll like it.
Okay.
I think the first two seasons are on Netflix, and you can probably watch the most current season somewhere on...
Is that with Sandra Oh, that one?
Yes, but for me, Jodie Comer, who plays Villanelle, she is unbelievable. She's the assassin, and I've never seen a performance like this.
All right.
You dig it, I think. So give it a whirl.
No, I've heard good things.
Okay, this is a band called XTC.
Oh, I almost played this.
It's not great.
No,
it's weird.
I know it's really weird. I couldn't get into it. And I like XTC.
Yeah, I did.
But this
I like
is like early
stuff.
Punk weird XTC
from 1978 from the album White Music. I don't like it. It's all around. It's all along the Watchtower.
Because we all know the Hendrix version.
Yes.
Right.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
Sounds like a joke.
Bass heavy, very bass heavy.
It was like it was a sound check and they were just fucking around and not even doing it, and they just said, let's lay it down. Don't at me, I know people are going to love this. That's all I can take, Mike.
Okay, I'm cool with it. Yeah, I almost brought that too, just for a little something different. Because I figured you would have the Hendrix version, but we all know the Hendrix version.
Yeah, it's just again, I tried to steer away from things that everyone knew.
But I brought this next one that I knew you liked these guys.
Yep, this was on my list. And
I'm sure it was.
You had it, so I removed it.
This is the Ramones. Is this a whole album of covers?
Yes, and when it first came out, I was like, because the album that came before this, it was Mondo Bizarro, and I loved it. So when Acid Eaters came out, I thought that it was a new album. And then when I looked at the song list, I'm like, oh, this is all covers. Boo. But it's good. It has some fun stuff on it.
Yeah.
So
I think CJ sings this one.
Yeah, CJ does sing this one. So My Back Pages.
My Back Pages.
Here we go. They do a version of The Who's Substitute on this, and Pete Townsend plays guitar on it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So
Acid Eaters.
The Acid Eaters.
93, I believe it is.
Let me check. 1993, you are correct.
Yeah.
I've got two more, so I'm going to play them back to back because you have one more and you want to have the play out.
Yeah.
So first we will do, in 1976, Todd Rundgren recorded an album called Faithful. One side was original songs, and the other side were covers like the Beatles' Rain. Did he do Rain and Strawberry Fields? But he tried to do them faithfully. So he was trying to almost imitate the artist.
Mm-hmm.
So he did a Dylan song, which I'm not familiar with, called Most Likely You Go Your Way and I'll Go Mine. So this is
and
him.
He's doing a Dylan impression, kind of.
I believe a little bit. All right, tell me what you think. Here we go, Todd Rundgren.
Love me and you thinking of me, but you know you could be wrong. Say you told me that you wanna hold me, but you know you're not that strong.
He's putting a little Dylan on it.
I just can't do what I've done before.
I just can't beg you anymore.
Oh, he's totally doing it.
Yeah.
And time will tell who has failed and who's been left behind. When you go your way and I go mine.
I think I could be wrong, but I even think like if the original song was like 3 minutes and 10 seconds, his version is 3 minutes and 10 seconds. Like he really,
yeah,
and
right.
I don't know why it's necessary, you know, to do but I mean, that's what he wanted to do. And that guy does whatever he wants. So who cares? This next one is a perfect guy to cover Dylan. He would cite Dylan as one of his,
Bruce
heroes. It's Bruce.
Okay. That was a good guess.
And it's a live song. It's a live version of Chimes of Freedom. And, I actually love it more than the original, so let's hear a little bit of that.
We're far between sundown's finish.
Wait, is that Bruce?
Midnight's broken toll. We ducked inside the door with thunder crashing. As majestic bells of bolts.
You think Bruce Springsteen's writing songs this week?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Seeming to be the chimes of freedom crashing. If a lashing for the warriors.
Then eventually the EC band kicks it in.
Mm-hmm.
Good version.
Yeah, I like it.
Lashing for the refuge.
Hit that down. It's live. It's a live version. All right, Mike. We wrap this up. Right now, it's 1 hour and 29 minutes. And
pretty
I always say, I always think, you know, I don't mind when the show goes long, like when Schmitty's here and it's 4 hours. But I mean, if I was gonna pick a time, 90 minutes for me is nice. We get a lot of songs out there. We can spend the first 15 or 20 minutes chatting and having fun, and then get into the music. And if people don't like the chatting and having fun, why don't you like fun? Then we just fast forward to the music parts. But
then sometimes a riot breaks out while you're going.
And then you got a curfew and you got to run.
Yeah.
So. Let's do some promoting, then you can introduce your play-out song, and we'll let that play, and then we'll get you on the road.
Okay.
The good thing is, if you break down, you got a water and you got some apple cake to eat on the way home.
No, I got to get some gas too. I got to fill up my tank.
All right, gas station is right before.
I saw that.
Yeah, go there. And you got gloves with you? You gonna touch the pump?
No, I have like yeah.
You got everything you
yeah,
need.
Yeah, I got things.
You're an adult. Okay. So, Mike, where can we find you? You got the Travel Tales podcast.
Yeah, traveltalespodcast.com. I'm still releasing those every other week and all Zoom now. I mean, but the good news of Zoom, you can get travelers in one place, you know, and I don't have to wait till they're in town.
Right.
And, Funny Mike on Twitter. I've been doing a little bit of that now, but every time I go on, it's just, it just depresses me more. So I still keep up with it anyway.
Do you want people?
And the Dry Bar special. You can do Dry Bar comedy special. Yep. Still there. Mike Siegel.
Look, watch it, guys. You're at home.
Yeah.
What do you got to lose?
Yeah. And, so that's it. And I think I'm going to try to get out of this place.
You mean out of my house?
Yeah. This place, this town, this business. I don't know what's next.
You're going to do it Eric Burden style?
Yeah.
If it's the last thing you ever do.
It's the last thing I ever do, I'm getting out of here.
You haven't missed any episodes with the lockdown?
No.
Neither have I.
Well, it's a lot easier with every other week.
Yeah.
I mean, you're putting out a lot more. You're putting out two a week.
Yep. I feel like...
Or more.
Yeah, some weeks I put out more, but it's a Monday and a Thursday right now, and then when we're able to go out and about, it'll be back to just Thursday. But until then, the listeners have been helping me put these bonus episodes together, and it's fun, and it gives me something to do, and people email me and tell me that they need it and that they love that I'm doing it, and so that's no other reason to do it but that.
That's great.
We are at Rock Solid Show. Kyle is at Kyle Dotson Funny. You can go to rocksolid.com. Rock Solid, I'm sorry. RockSolidPodcast.com, and there you can find everything, all the episodes, t-shirts, the Patreon page, all that good stuff. And that's it, Mike. Why don't you tell us about this playout song, and we will let it fly.
Okay. Well, you and I lost a friend last month, you know, our old roommate, John Bongiorno, who was living upstate near, upstate New York near Woodstock. And I remember the last time I went and visited him up there was probably about 2010 or something, or maybe even later, but it wasn't long after like Levon Helm of the band was recovering from throat surgery, I think cancer. And but he would do these things called the Midnight Ramble, and I think I talked about it on the show before, but I didn't know about it till I went up there, and this was like October that year. And and of course, you know, staying with John, like he told me he loved music and he really loved the band. And he said, you got to go to this thing. It's great. This Midnight Ramble. It's in Levon Helm's barn. Like years ago, Levon Helm had a fire in his barn/studio and destroyed everything. So to raise money, they started doing these concerts once a week if he was in town. And they started at midnight on a Saturday night and raised money. And they built this new, beautiful, still barn, like two levels, and it's kind of open. And so if he was in town, he would do these midnight rambles, and you could only get about 200 tickets. And of course, they went really fast. And of course, knowing John, he knew a guy who knew a guy.
For sure.
And he couldn't go, but he knew the guy who did the catering for it.
John knew everybody.
Yeah. And he couldn't come with me. He's like, well, only one of us can go, and I've been there before, so you go. And it was 200 of us packed into this barn. It was cold outside. It was midnight. And he always had a celebrity guest. Levon Helm had like, it would be a different guest every week who would do a set beforehand. And then Levon would come on with his band at the end. And this week it was Steve Earle.
Wow.
And Steve Earle came on and did a whole set.
That's pretty great.
Yeah. And it was great. And there's just 200 of us in there on both up in the rafters, literally up in the rafters, and then people on the floor looking down. And I was just kind of floating in between and by myself. I didn't know anybody, but it was great. And so John had a heart attack last month, just really sudden. And we had saw him last year when he was out.
We posted a picture. We had a fantastic picture of the three of us. And so this wasn't COVID related. And he was actually in good shape. Yeah. He was out bike riding.
Which he did all week. You know, that was his favorite thing to do. And it was really, really sad. But now, whenever I hear the band, I always think of him. And whenever I hear, and you know, the band is of course linked with Dylan forever.
Yes,
because they were his backup band, and they didn't do it their first album had a lot more Dylan songs on it, and then they really went into writing their own.
Right.
But this is from their, I think it was their fourth or fifth album, Cahoots, in 1971, and Levon singing the lead in this. And it just makes me think of John, and this is dedicated to him, and this is When I Paint My Masterpiece.
Oh, the hours we'd spend inside the Colosseum, dodging lions and wasting time. Oh, those mighty kings of the jungle, I could hardly stand to see them. Yes, it sure has been.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.